Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive.
I'm not Matt.
What up, Matt?
Hi. I'm Matt.
Brewers Senior Vice President, General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Really anxious to talk to you about the playoff scenario for our Milwaukee Brewers. So looking more and more likely, barring the unforeseen, that we end up in that wild card round, which means we host a game on Tuesday. We don't know what time. We don't know what opponent. And now apparently we might not find that out until Monday night.
Yeah, has the league said anything to you guys about the Mets and the Braves playing a doubleheader on Monday because they can't play today?
I have heard that's a possibility, yeah. I mean, we walk through all kinds of different scenarios. I've heard some doomsday scenarios for those guys where they'd have to come play us and then maybe a doubleheader there and then, you know, potentially even hop out to San Diego, at which point that would be a, you know, I think it was something like three different time zones in 54 hours. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy scenarios right now. So we're going to be prepared for our opponent, whoever it is. But right now, I mean, mainly we're just focusing on ourselves and just making sure we're in a good spot. We're healthy. We're prepared. Murph has the guys incredibly ready to go the rest of the way. So, I think we're in a really good spot at this point.
Murph told us a couple of days ago, Matt, that obviously familiarity helps the offense, meaning that, like, obviously they would try to, or you guys would try to hide some pitchers or wouldn't show certain things this weekend to the Mets if you were going to play them again on Tuesday. Without really knowing what's going to happen, does that throw all that, you know, a wrench in the cog?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I think we'll probably stick with that to some degree at least because, like you said, there is a chance we still could play them. But we want to have guys ready to go, you know, and so we're going to try to line up our pitching to the extent that we can and obviously stick with our game plan of trying to win today, you know, just like we do every day. But, I think we'll still probably stick with the same plan that Murph explained as well.
Man, I think we've forgotten as fans where our expectations were at the front end of this season because the team has been so successful and now we're like all in and we want to make a deep run and I'm not suggesting that we don't want to, but Eric and I were talking with Robin Yount the other day when he was out at the prep rally and he was saying like no matter what happens, it's so good to have these young guys like a Jackson Churio, like a Tobias Myers. These guys get a taste of postseason when they're so young as we look at long-term success for this team.
Yeah, I completely agree with Robin there, and I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there's a Robin Yount Jackson Churio engagement that's coming out in the not too distant future. I mean, it's really, really going to be awesome if you haven't checked it out. But
I believe I asked for that. Didn't I call for that early on in our conversations?
We were able to pull that together. Nice work, pal.
You're welcome.
No, I mean it's really, really neat, and just watching Jackson and, you know, his reaction to watching the 1982 team. I mean, he gets emotional about it. You know, I mean, it really is a cool thing to watch Jackson and Robin, you know, bounce back and forth and talk about their experiences. And in a lot of ways, you know, I'm not trying to put too much pressure on Jackson there, but, you know, he's got that kind of pedigree, you know, and just the similar vibes around those teams. But, we've come a long way and, you know, whatever happens here, I mean, we're excited about the future here.
Hey, Matt, I know we've asked you in the past about the Oakland A's situation, given that you're a big fan way back in the day and your emotional connection to that team. Are you watching today? Last game ever, at least assumed to be last game ever in the Coliseum. Mid-afternoon A's and Rangers, do you pop that game on just for old time's sake, or do you turn your back and just don't want to have that emotional nostalgia?
No, I mean, you know, I probably won't be able to today. I do have some friends that are going to go to that game, and I hope they don't take any seats with them.
I was going to say, you know, were they the guys flying the seats out yesterday?
A few people, it sounds like my old friends are expecting some mayhem out there today, but no, it'll be a cool experience for those people. And, I did have, some games on last night and saw Ricky Henderson on the broadcast, for them, you know, after our game was over. And, you know, there's so much cool history with that franchise. And, you know, we're just trying to do the same thing here. They have a long history of winning, and we're just trying to establish the same thing here with Milwaukee. And excited to be a part of this thing. Honestly, we have a great situation here. I'm really proud to be a part of it.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Thanks, Matt, and good luck here in the week ahead.
Thank you, guys. Look forward to seeing you this week.
See you, Matt.
I haven't had a muffin yet, Matt.
Brewers and Pirates, 11:35 first pitch this afternoon, or this morning, if you will.